Good morning. It's really good to see you. It's good to be together again. We have been, our worship here in the building of Rosedale United has been paused. For the month of August, we've been gathering at Rosedale Presbyterian Church. They gathered with us in July. And it's really good to be together again and to be in this space and to be seeing you and hearing you and hearing chatter at the door as people walk in. This is the season when we start to reconvene and come together from wherever we've been. And I know that this week you will have had all kinds of different experiences depending on what stage of life you're at. Maybe some of you are around young people who are starting school or university. Maybe you started something new yourself. Maybe you are transitioning back from cottage to city. There's all kinds of transitions going on, and we're going to mark that today in our service. Welcome to all those for whom this is your first time at Rosedale United Church. We are a hub supporting human flourishing in this neighborhood and in this city. And we hope that this is a nourishing place for you to be this morning and to support your flourishing as you take time to learn and to grow and maybe leave here feeling inspired to serve others. My name is Kristen, for those of you who don't know me, and the team that we have leading our worship service today, we've got Reverend Ruth Noble with us, who will be taking our kids for Sunday school. And in music leadership today, we have the wonderful Norm Nurmi on our piano, and we have Lori Hurst, who is our soloist. And we always have Ben, who's doing our sound, which is fantastic. And Emma is at the back. Emma, if you can give a wave, Emma's doing our nursery for those who have nursery age kids here. So if this is your first Sunday, know that we're a pretty casual place. If you're ever here with kids or grandkids, this is the kind of place where you can feel free to stand up, move around. We've got a kids' activity area at the back. And after the time when we bless our learning, that's when the kids go downstairs. Also, after the service, we gather for some coffee, tea, conversation in the room that's right through this door here. And we do invite you to stay, chat, introduce yourself, and just, you know, get to know the community. Lots of announcements. Oh, the other thing I want to say is if you are new, one great way to stay connected to what's going on in the community is to join our e-newsletter. It comes out every Friday. It's called the Keeping in Touch. We abbreviate it to the KIT, and it's got tons of news on what's going on here. We have been working for the past year on manifesting an idea that we've had for many years, which is becoming a hub for the community. And it's officially launching this fall. We are in the process of doing renovations upstairs in Clark Hall. And we are launching our programs. You'll see flyers for them out front where you came in. We'll bring them to coffee hour. Take some, share it with your networks in the neighborhood. We have tomorrow night a hub activity, community dinner and movie night here starting at 6 p.m. This is a free activity, right, Ruth? Yeah, it's totally free. So spread the word on that. Another free activity to mark National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. On September 30th, we're doing a water walk and having an Indigenous feast with elders and knowledge keepers that we are in relationship with from up north. They're coming here. This is at Evergreen Brickworks and then moving up here to Rosedale United for the feast. It's free, but you do need to sign up online because the feast has a capacity, a max capacity of 150. So you do need to get your tickets to that. Talk to me, talk to Ruth, sign up through the e-newsletter. Really exciting. We're having a Gordon Lightfoot tribute concert here on October 21st. Again, for those who are new, This was the congregation that Gordon Lightfoot would attend, attended for many decades when he was living here in Toronto. The lineup is pretty incredible. When you see the flyer for this, like, it is outstanding. It is going to be a fantastic night. Get your tickets now, invite your friends, spread the word. Okay, I think that's all that I have announcement-wise. And there's flyers for the Gordon Lightfoot tribute concert as well, and those are at the front. All right. So the other thing that we acknowledge as we gather here is that for thousands of years, First Nations peoples have walked on this land, and their relationship with land is at the center of their lives and spirituality, and we acknowledge that we are worshiping today on the lands of the Mississaugas, of the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat, and we acknowledge their stewardship of this land throughout the ages. We are here at Rosedale United Church, a proudly affirming congregation, and we're proud to be a community where people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, backgrounds, can gather to worship. In this moment, I want to invite us all to stand as we're able and to join with Ruth as she leads us in our call to worship. One other thing, I knew I was forgetting something. These little stickies, they're stuck in your program. Keep them. This is going to be part of an activity that's coming up, okay? So keep a little hand on these. All right.
God is always with us, but in the stuffy confines of our lives, sometimes we don't notice. While puzzling out the logistics of our lives, sometimes we don't notice. In our desires and attachments to things of the world,
sometimes we don't notice.
God calls us together on this day, inviting us to take time to notice. Notice the living water refreshing our lives like gentle rain on parched grass. Notice the breath of the Spirit like the fresh air of sea or forest or mountaintop. Notice the beauty and glory of creation. Notice the wideness of life we find when we come together in community. The body of Christ knit together by God's love. We are here today to notice God's loving presence. Come, let us rejoice with thanks and praise for God's life-giving love. Come, let us worship. And let us sing together in Voices United, number 389, God is Here, verses 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
Friends, I invite you to turn and just welcome those who are around you with the peace of Christ, especially welcoming those maybe you haven't met before. Peace be with you and the responses, and also with you.
Peace. they're gone.
So this is the moment where we invite our kids to go out to their time of learning, and we bless their learning and we bless our own learning with this refrain. It's printed right in your bulletin, and I invite us all to sing along. So we're settling in now to being together again as a community, settling into this time, this sanctuary, this sacred space. I want to invite us into a moment of prayer as we continue to gather ourselves here, but also from wherever scattered places we have been this past week, whatever scattered thinking we have this morning, scattered emotions. I want to acknowledge that we open this prayer thinking of everyone in Morocco this morning and news of the earthquake there. We hold that country, we hold its people, we hold their hearts in our hearts this morning. So I invite us into a moment of silence now as we breathe and center ourselves, and then I'll lead us in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Creating God, help us to grow as trees do, stretching upward, arms open to the world around us, ready to let go of what we carry in due season. We cannot change the past, Creator. But with you, we are co-creating our future. We cannot change our past, but we can discover new ways and come to new understandings. Forgive us our trespasses and deliver us from evil of ignorance and arrogance. humbly we face our limitations. We are a small part of the great web of creation. In the turning of the season, may we be like the trees. As leaves fall, so also may we let go of everything that keeps us bound to ways that block your love. Fear, addiction, prejudice, self-importance. By your grace and with confidence in your goodness, we gather and we open ourselves, our hearts, and our minds to your healing. And we pray together with Jesus these words: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So our theme this morning is singing a new song. You're going to hear this in a moment when Wendy reads our scripture. Sing to the Lord a new song. That's the theme. And so I have a question for you. Do you consider yourselves songwriters? What about hymn writers? Here's my challenge for this moment of opening up the theme time, and I really invite you to take me up on it. If you're willing, go for it. Don't think too hard about it. Just go for it. If you could write one line, just one line, and lift up something that you trust in. If you could write one line about something that you believe in. If you could write one line about something you have faith in, something really simple, despite everything, what line would you write? What would you say? What do you trust in? What do you believe in? What do you have faith in, despite everything, even if it's just a word? On that blue piece of paper that's in your program, and with the pencil that hopefully you got at the door, I invite you to write your line, to write your word, to write your phrase. And again, don't think too hard about it. And while you're writing, Norm's going to play some music to help you think. and Wendy, I'm going to invite with our scripture reading this morning and some context. This is one of the very last, the second last psalm in the whole book of the Psalms, and it's part of a group of songs that they call the Hallelujah Psalms. It's really about praise. You're going to hear that. About halfway through the psalm, you might hear a line that sounds a little jarring. To me, when I read it, it was a little jarring to me because it sounds a little hard, a little violent, and I thought, I don't know about this. I almost wanted to leave it out of the reading, but it makes me think about justice, and it's part of our reading today, and we'll go there. We'll go there in the reflection, and it'll make more sense. Anyway, there we go.
Good morning. The scripture reading today is Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples. To bind their kings with fetters and their nobles with chains of iron, to execute on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. This is the witness of the Hebrew scriptures. May we hear in these ancient words wisdom for our living today.
Thank you, Wendy. And we're going to sing a very short song. This is in More Voices, the other hymn book that's there. When we get to this part of the service, I like to say, just stay seated. You're all comfortable. We're going to sing this three times because it's very short. I invite Bill with our prayers of the community. Let us pray. In the laughter of old friends, in the sound of children at play, in whispers of encouragement, in the rustle of trees, in the soft trickle of water, and the hum of insects, we hear the sound of the song you are singing through your creation, God. Holy mystery and holy love.
Your song of life is about creative power and resilience and humbleness and learning and forgiveness and turning and love. More often than not, we can't think about singing the blues. What else could we sing in this season of relentless wildfire as technology creeps, when the need in our cities outmatches our generosity and openness? Lament feels like the only song we could sing. But your prophets invite us to sing a new song, rather an old song, to remember who you are as creator and maker, and the power that cares for us to remember the justice in your heart.
Help us to hear your song and to sing it again, especially that others might hear it. Help us to find our humanity, to see ourselves as responsible and having agency, and able to make change and to live differently. We lift our praise for your power. We lift our gratitude that you have brought us together today. We lift our wonder at the ways you are healing us and strengthening us. We lift our joy that you have given us a friend and companion in Jesus, shepherd, guide, wisdom. Let us sing a new song. Let our lives sing. Amen. In this moment, we turn to offering. I invite you to join me with the response that's printed in our bulletin. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God as a blessing for the world. And you're invited as a response to everything you've heard so far, to our prayers, to our reading, to offer your own offering. You might be carrying people or places on your heart this morning, and you may want to light a candle in honor of them. There's stations to light candles up at the front or on either side. You may light a candle for a prayer that you are holding for yourself. You may want to make a financial contribution to the life and work of this church, and we invite you to do so at the back. There's a wooden box, and you can deposit your offering there. You may want to use this time to consider how you will make an offering of service in the coming week and give a gift of yourself to friends or family. And with the little blue papers, if you wrote a little verse, a little line, a word, by the offering at the back, there's a collection plate. And I would so love it if some of you are brave enough, obviously you don't have to write your name on it, if you would put that little blue paper in that offering at the back, that will help us for the end of our service. So lots of invitations, lots of ways to respond while Norm plays.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Just put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple. Shame to know we're not the people we should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm closest to heaven. Daddy lived his life, 2 kids and a wife. Well, you do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of that man that calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Everybody, put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man that calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Just put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Thank you so much, Lori, and thank you, Norm. It's always a gift to hear you, Lori. And Norm, it's always a gift to have you playing with us. A moment just to pray again. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth, may the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, how was your summer, your summers? Raise your hand if you went somewhere you've never been before, even if it was to a different park or a different neighborhood in Toronto. Okay. Some new stuff. Raise your hand if you ate or drank something that you don't routinely eat or drink. Yay. Raise your hand if you finished a book. Yes. Yes. Raise your hand if you went to a concert or theater or gallery. Yes. Raise your hand if you didn't stick to to your usual routine. Yes! I think this is what makes summer so refreshing for all of us, that it's an opportunity to sing a different song with our lives, even if it's just for a short little while. Like December and January and July and August, September is a month that feels set apart from others in the calendar. It has its own feeling. If December is about feasting and holidays and January is about resolutions and July and August are about vacations and breaks, September is about making transitions. Kids go back to school. Young adults leave home for university, tote bags that a couple of weeks ago were filled with damp, sandy towels have been turned inside out and brushed off and filled with a laptop and a day timer. The position of the sun relative to the Earth's axis and the equator shifts our whole hemisphere into a new season. As a month full of transition, September feels accelerated. It feels bustling, crisp, energized, glowing, intense, nerve-wracking. And as our soloist, Lori, wrote in an email as we were planning this service, September always makes me feel longing in my soul. I really resonated with that word that Lori lifted up. September as a time when I feel longing in my soul. September brings us back to work, back to routine, back to a more regular schedule, back to events and meetings and more to-dos. And I don't know about you, but as I go back to it all, I carry within me a longing for this new season to be different. I want my intentions to match my actions. I want all the dreams that I nurtured over the summer to find release and actualization. I want to feel order where I feel disordered. I want spaciousness where I feel cramped, integrity where I feel out of alignment. This is the time of year where I find myself longing to sing a new song, so to speak. As I go back to my routines, I find myself longing for a little more of summer and a little less of the same old, same old. I long to sing a new song with my life. How about you? How does it feel for you to be going back to your routines, back to your same old, same old? What will happen to all the insights and perceptions you had this past summer when you shook things up? Did you hear a fresh melody in your heart? Do you worry that you'll fall back now into singing the tune you know and the words that feel comfortable? What would happen if we sang a new song with our lives? Starting in this month of September. Scripture invites us today, sing to the Lord a new song. There is a longing within us, not just to shake up our own lives, but to shake up the world. I think a lot of us in this sanctuary, in this country, around the world, have had or are having the realization that the song that we've been a part of singing, by virtue of being alive when we are, by virtue of being a part of consumer culture, is a song that doesn't resonate with what we know we need for our long-term health as a species and the viability of our planet. A lot of us know it's not working for us as humans to keep singing the same old song. To fill up our cars with gasoline, to burn natural gas when our atmosphere is clogged with planet-warming gases, to guzzle gallons and gallons of fresh water through our electricity and in keeping our lawns green when we know there's a finite amount of fresh water on the earth. There's something in us that knows that we can't keep singing the same old song, but it's so hard to learn a new tune and new words when we're used to the song we've been singing, and it's hard to be the people who stand out and risk singing something different. For the first time in 5 years, I was able to visit my grandpa at his remote cabin on the west side of Lake Okanagan in British Columbia without the air being orangey-gray with smoke and receiving an evacuation order because of fire. I lucked out this year and ended up paying my visit 3 weeks ahead of the McDougall Creek fire that would see my grandpa evacuated to Edmonton yet again. It's a verse that's always part of his song now in the summertime, as it is for many people in Western Canada. John Valiant wrote an article in the Globe and Mail about Canada's relentless, record-shattering wildfires this summer. He charts their origin to what he calls a potent cocktail of drought, heat, fuel, and wind, exacerbated by 2 centuries of fossil fuel-generated carbon dioxide. His new book, Fire Weather, The Making of a Beast, connects Canada's current fire weather directly to the economic song we've been singing, a song this country has sung since the Hudson's Bay Company mapped out the first outline of its territory along what would eventually become our borders. Encompassing nearly 10% of the Earth's land mass, Valiant writes in his book, the Hudson Bay Company's territory was the greatest commercial empire the world has ever known. Valiant describes the song sung in Canada as a song about being aggressive competitors who turned the boreal forest, human and animal alike, into a huge, surprisingly efficient profit machine. Valiant quotes an employee of the Hudson's Bay Company writing in 1849, "It was the company's policy to destroy fur-bearing animals along the whole frontier, and our general instructions were that every effort be made to lay waste the country so as to offer no inducement to petty traders to encroach on the company's limits." This became a tune that was picked up in other Canadian industries. We visited the Fisheries Museum of the Atlantic in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia this summer on our family's first trip to the Maritimes. We took a guided tour of the old fish packing plant with a pimply teenager and stood on board the last wooden schooner used to haul in cod. These would be replaced by steel-bottomed boats, our teenage guide said, that were so efficient at capturing cod that by the early 1990s, as you all know, there were almost none left. Can you hear the same old Canadian song that the HBC sung? Our general instructions were that every effort be made to lay waste to the country. Along with pelts and cod, another resource we've razed to the ground to extract is the bitumen up near Fort McMurray, Alberta. And whole populations of Atlantic Canadians migrated west to help with this work after the cod were fished to near extinction. And one of the books I read this summer, maybe some of you have read it too, was Kate Beaton's memoir, Ducks. It's a graphic novel about the time she spent in the tar sands working at some of the oil field camps, and she charts her work to pay off her student debt and the steep price she paid with her health as a woman and as a human being. The title refers to a news story she references about migrating ducks found in the tailing ponds that are the chemical leftovers of the process of extracting and processing bitumen. Up in Fort McMurray, Syncrude and Suncor are the modern iterations of the HBC, singing the same old song and making every effort to lay waste to the country. The carbon released into the atmosphere from the whole extraction process and then from the burning of that fossil fuel in our cars and natural gas heating, for example, is what creates the perfect alchemy of weather that dries out the forests around my grandpa's cabin into perfect and inevitable kindling. we have been singing the same old song of relentless resource extraction and the praise of limitless profit, planet be damned, not only here in Canada, but all over the world for hundreds of years. How long are we going to keep singing? Today, our scripture offers up an invitation, a different way, some counsel, an antidote to the longing in our hearts for change. Sing to the Lord a new song. What if we decided to sing a new song? Good religion of every tradition should invite us and prod us into asking ourselves, what if we didn't just keep singing the same old song? What if our intentions matched up with our actions? What if the dreams we nurture find release and actualization? What if we felt order where we feel disorder, spaciousness, integrity where we're out of alignment? What if we sang a new song? What if we put praise of another power at the center of our lives? There is another song, and the whole universe sings it, and you all know it. You all wrote a verse to this ancient song on these blue stickies that are just beside me. It is an ancient song, and it's also always new. We carry its beat in our hearts and its rhythm in our breath. It's a song of faith, and all kinds of people have sung it from all kinds of traditions and all kinds of places and across the millennia. And all kinds of people around the world are singing it now. It's a song about God, holy mystery, and holy love. It's a song we sing with God, Creator, who creates in us. It's a song about justice and about caring. And we've actually gathered this morning to remember and to try to hear the song again. And so I'm wondering, what if we tried to sing God's song in our lives instead of the same old song? What if we joined in with the chorus of the divine? What if all the longing in us is God's longing for us? What would it sound like to sing a new song? There seemed to be no other way to end the reflection today than to actually sing a new song. I was sitting in this sanctuary earlier this week and thinking about this reflection, and I just walked over to the piano because a melody came to me, because I thought, you know, this is about singing a new song. Let's just sing a new song. Let's write one. Let's write one live, right in the moment. Let's see if we can do it. And a little tune came to me, and I'm not a piano player, so I just took my iPhone and filmed myself playing one-handed notes. And I gave it to Norm. And I said, we're going to write a hymn together, live in the moment on Sunday morning. See what you can do with this tune. And he made something of it, brilliant, which you've actually already heard, and he'll play it again. And I wrote my verse, the verse, same verse I asked you all to write, you know, one thing that you trust and believe in and something you have faith in. And Lori's going to sing those words. What I wrote was, life is a mystery where hope and beauty grow. Love nurtures, good abounds, peace, healing overcomes. Lori, we're going to hear, so here's what's going to happen. Norm's going to play. Lori's going to sing that verse a couple of times. Then you're just going to hear the music. And as extra verses, I'm going to say out loud what you believe in and what you have faith in, your song that's part of the song of God. And we're going to create a new song. And it's going to remind us of why we're here and what we're singing about and what's the antidote and how we want to be in this world that wants to keep singing the same old song. We're going to remember these verses. This is the new song that we're going to be about. Let's go for it. All right. We have gathered because we don't want to sing the same old song. We are people singing a new song, trusting in the magic of playing with a grandchild. In these troubled times, we have faith in the goodness of people. We're not singing the same old song. We're singing about love. We're singing about the faith and kindness of people that will get us through these challenging times. We're not singing the same old song. We're rejoicing because our world is alive. We don't have to sing the same old song because love is the power to live. Our bodies are fragile, but our souls are everlasting. We sing this new song. We sing a song of faith. We sing a song about the universal team of people, the mamas and papas who care for us and empower us to sing this new song. Mother God, Father Sky, Mother Earth, Jesus, angels, ancestors, and guides, so much love surrounds us. We can sing a new song. We don't have to sing the same old song. We can be mindful of others in need. We can find joy in every rising sun. We can believe in the power of music. Hallelujah. We can praise God for creating us in God's image and for accepting us as God's child. We can be blessed with wisdom and led to lead a life of being God's witness. We don't have to sing the same old song because God will show us the way. We don't have to keep singing the same old song. If we keep our heart open, it keeps growing, and we grow with it. Our capacity to take in all that the universe and God offers is endless. It's eternity, it's heaven. We keep our hearts open. We sing a new song about good governance. We have faith and we take a beat. We have community, which is strength and support and creativity. We can love others despite their flaws as God loves us. We can love ourselves despite our flaws as God loves us. We sing a new song because we know God loves us. God is love, and we don't forget what He has done, what God has done, but are thankful for God's love and mercy. We can sing a new song because we trust in an open mind. We can sing a new song because science will find a way. We can sing a new song of peace and hope. We can sing a new song of love. We can sing a new song. Our family of faith is a joy to behold. Amen. I invite us to stand as we sing our closing song. As we leave this place of refuge, may we go with the strength of God, which we just sung about, and the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the blessings of the Holy Spirit be with each of us and every one of us through the coming week. Amen. And as we go, we sing to each other these words of our parting blessing, and I invite you to join in.